You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. I'm Steve Bertrand. All right, later in the program, we're going to talk to Congressman Mike Quigley of Chicago. He wants money for gyms, your local gym, that they apparently they have not gotten the aid they were expecting or were kind of overlooked in some of these recovery acts. So we'll talk to him about that. But what about the local clubs? Joining us now on a phone line is Billy Helmkamp. He is the co-owner of The Whistler and Sleeping Village. He's on the Independent Venue League board and joins us now on a phone line. Billy, welcome.
Hi, Steve. Thanks for having me.
Hey, so am I correct? I know the Senate's considering right now the latest recovery bill, the one that passed out of the House, but that Senator Schumer's adding additional help for the small venues. Is that correct?
Yeah, well, what Senator Schumer's done is add an amendment to the Shuttered Venue Operators grant today. As things currently stand, we really have to choose between applying for round two of the PPP program or wait for the SBOG program to launch. It's a tough decision for a lot of venues right now. What Senator Schumer's amendment does is allows us to apply for round two of PPP, and then if we're later awarded the SBOG funds, the PPP funds will just be deducted from that.
I see. So it's not going to give you more money, but it might give you money more quickly.
Exactly. It'll basically just give us access to a little bit of money more quickly to bridge that gap until we can get funded through the SBOG.
That seems like something that would be agreeable to everybody. What do you think?
Absolutely. A lot of my colleagues are, understandably getting frustrated about how long it's taking for the SBA to roll out this program. And, it's an extremely complex program that they're doing, and it's brand new. They're building it from the ground up here. It's taking quite a long time, and this will just help get us, through another few weeks or months, which is really necessary for a lot of us at this point.
The SVOG is the Shuttered Venue Operators Grant, and so that was approved last year, right? But they just haven't gotten the program, they haven't gotten the money out to you guys.
That's right. It was signed into law in December, and the SBA has been working hard ever since then to get it going. Myself and a few of my colleagues here in Chicago have had a weekly meeting here with the district director at the SBA, just walking through some of the issues that venues here and around the country, are bringing up with the program. And, through these conversations, it really is obvious how complex the issue is.
I think we've seen that
pretty hard.
We've seen that with the number, whether it's PPP or whatever, when you're creating something brand new, or you're creating, different standards like this can be open or this can be open. If you don't have anything to build off of, you're creating something from nothing. Yeah, there are a lot of questions that need to be figured out. You're very gracious, though, because I know you need the money.
Yeah. Well, it really important to the program is not just making sure the program opens up, but making sure the help goes to those that the program was designed for. And, there are priority periods built into there so that, those businesses that have been most, drastically affected by this get help first. There is some good things built in there. We do understand that, but obviously we're getting a little antsy for things to roll out here.
Yeah, tell me about the Whistler and Sleeping Village. I don't know those clubs.
Well, the Whistler opened up in 2008 in Logan Square. Small place, capacity is under 100. We're pretty well known for our cocktail program, but, we're a live music venue. We host entertainment 7 nights a week. We do a lot of jazz programming. Sleeping Village, on the other hand, that's a 350 cap room, more of a beer bar. We opened up Sleeping Village in 2018. So we were just 2 years into things when COVID shut everything down.
Where's Sleeping Village?
We're in Avondale. We're located on Belmont, right near the intersection of Belmont and Milwaukee.
Okay. Well, what are you hearing from other club owners and your experience? I mean, I fear that it's going to be some time before you're able to bring people in. And if you're able to bring, you know, just half the house, I mean, maybe 50 will be okay at the Whistler, but I don't know about other clubs. You've got to slog ahead, I'm afraid.
Yeah. The reduced capacity is a big issue for venues. And it's 50% capacity or 50 people max. And, you know, really, if we're working at 50% capacity, our expenses are still 100% on that. And
Sure. Really,
there's no quicker way from today to going out of business than opening up at 50% capacity for a lot of us. So unfortunately, you know, that just doesn't really work.
Billy Helmkamp is the co-owner of the Whistler and Sleeping Village, also on the board of the Chicago Independent Venue League. Billy, I haven't been to your clubs, but I look forward to getting a chance to once things get back up and running. Good luck.
Well, thank you so much.
All right, be well. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News. Here's Mary.